The final 2 weeks of round-robin play in the Duck Mountain Super League have been competed, setting the stage for the playoffs coming up in Kenora, according to a release from Glenn Basenko of CAMSAC. Week 7 games were held in Norquay. The club got the ice in just in time, so it was a little green as we curlers say, which made for some interesting games, said Basenko. Since there are only 3 sheets of ice in Norquay, there were 2 draws held, at 6:45 and 9 p.m. in the early draw. Swan Valley Chiropractic lost its first game at the hands of the defending champs, also from Swan River, Swan Hills Properties, by 7-5. Also in the first draw it was W.F. Schneider & Son improving their record by beating Hub International 5-2. In the late draw it saw local team Challoner Farms with home ice advantage take an early lead and go on to victory over NCC Farms by 7-3. On the other sheet it was Pioneer Hybrid narrowly hanging on with a steal of 1 in the 8th end over Pattison Ag by 6-5. Both Hub International and Pattison Ag remained winless. The following day 1 makeup game from an earlier draw was held in Swan River on a very cool evening. The team of Swan Valley Properties handed Pattison Ag yet another defeat of 7-0. The final round-robin games took place in Benito, Man, on January 3. The only game that had any real meaning in the standing saw Pioneer Hybrid of Kenora hold on to beat NCC, Farms 5-3, ensuring them a spot in the championship event. In other action it was Challoner Farms over Pattison Ag 7-3, leaving them winless in this year's competition. Also going through this year's play coming close but not getting in the win column was Hub International, losing to Swan Valley Properties 5-3. In the last game we saw Swan Valley Chiropractic improve their record, handing W.F. Schneider & Sons only their second loss by 8-5, said Basenko. The championship had top team Swan Valley Chiropractic, 6-1, take on fourth place team W.F. Schneider & Sons, 5-2. The other draw would see last year's champion Swan Hills Properties E, 5-2, finishing in second, play local team Pioneer Hybrid from Kenora, also with a 5-2 record. On the B-side it was NCC Farms, 3-4, taking on Hub International, 0-6. The other game was to feature Challoner Farms, 3-4, against Pattison Ag, 0-6. Had Pattison Ag and Hub International been able to play the game they missed against each other during round-robin play, one of them would have had a big W, observed Basenko. Better luck next year, boys. The finals were set for January 10, starting at 6:45 p.m. in Kenora, with finals in both events at 9.